The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
You know, in some ways, animals are lucky. All their behavior is based upon instinct. We're the human animals. We have instinct, but we tend to second-guess our instinct. We rely on a lot of outside influences to determine our behavior. Our next guest is a lifelong cowgirl, a rancher, who also is a psychotherapist and a corporate trainer, and she's looked upon the animal world and her life on the ranch to sort of influence how we can all behave better in the workplace. Beth Ann Standing's book is called The Human Herd, Awakening Our Natural Leadership. She's online with us right now. Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
It's really interesting. You have two different worlds that sort of intersect here, that of being a cowgirl, you know, literally working on a ranch for many, many years, but also as a corporate trainer.
I do, and we all have two worlds that we often are holding within us, the part of us that's very much an animal and the part of us that is the sophisticated thinker of being a human animal.
Yeah, absolutely. What made you decide to flesh this all out in a book? Because it's really interesting to think about these two things and how they merge.
You know, I've been working with this model and bringing people together with my animals to learn and grow and heal for many years. And I was just really interested in bringing my work to a wider audience and hoping that some of these ideas could help people with their own individual wellness and how they're leading their lives and doing their relationships and in their work and personal lives. And so the book was really inspired just to hopefully open people's minds to a part of themselves that could really help them have more ease in their lives.
So what's the central principle at work here? What is it that we can all kind of unlock within ourselves to do better, I guess, in the workplace or to become better leaders?
I think the central principle is that first and foremost, we have a whole set of needs that our body is attempting to signal us to all day, every day, that we ignore because our thinking brain and our human relationships bypass that signal system. And so a lot of our self-care, which is really an all-day process, is suppressed. And so that need system, that individual need system, is really trying to help us have more peace and ease within ourselves. And when we have it, we actually have access to a whole lot of power and creativity and joy in ourselves. And then the other part of it is that we need each other. And, you know, I live here on a ranch with a herd of horses, and I get to see all day, every day, the way that they rely on each other and the way that they have a very collaborative style of shared leadership. And so I think the basic principle is that the human animal and the human herd, if we can really lean into our own needs and how much we need each other in a very basic way that's within our biology, we can dramatically change our own wellness and the wellness of how we do our relationships in our groups.
That's really interesting. What have you learned from horses over the years? What sort of lessons do they teach you?
I mean, they teach me every day how I'm ignoring my own body signals. And so, I mean, one of the things that I notice when I'm interacting with them throughout the day is that the human pace that our mind allows us to get wrapped up in is really not a natural rhythm. So almost every time I go from my human world, which is, you know, what I'm doing right now with you or working with clients, in my own mind, as soon as I go into the herd, they slow me down. Mm-hmm. And it isn't so much that they stop me, it's just that they help me find a more sustainable pace that actually gives me access to more parts of myself. And so it's actually an optimal pace, but they slow me down a lot. And they're kind of, their way of life is that you stay in that sustainable pace so that you have energy when you need it. And they're not afraid to go fast. Anyone that's watched horses, you know, we're so impressed and captivated by the power of their speed. And but we're also captivated by their pace. And so I think pace is a really big deal. And I love how they slow me down and have helped me find a new rhythm.
Well, we all in the last couple of years have sort of been forced to change our habits and slow down in certain ways. COVID-19 has been kind of a wake-up call for a lot of people in a lot of ways, hasn't it?
It really has, and it's been a very painful one. I think most wake-up calls I associate those with kind of rock bottom. And on the one hand, I think that it has slowed us down and it's gotten us much more connected to ourselves as on a more primitive survival level in really important ways. But I also think it has uncovered a real moment in mental health. And it's a moment for a lot of us, you know, sometimes when we slow down and we wake up, we don't know what to do. And I think that's happened for a lot of people is, you know, we slowed down and looked at our lives and realized that there were a lot of ways that we've been living that have not been okay. And that I think that's created a lot of crisis for people. And there's, you know, quite a bit of data out there in the statistics around mental health and also around addiction and alcoholism and looking at what's happened to us in that slowdown.
Very, very interesting. We're talking with Beth Ann Standing. Her book is called The Human Herd, Awakening Our Natural Leadership. What kind of experience do you have, you know, when you take a CEO or, you know, somebody from the boardroom out to the ranch and show them the horses and teach them these lessons through the horses? You must experience a lot of aha moments with people.
I do. I'm just in a state of awe most of my life, actually. I don't teach the lessons. I just try to help layer language on top of it. I sometimes joke around that I'm just the butler to horses, and the horses really are the teachers. I never know what's going to happen, but I'm constantly surprised by it, and also not surprised because of the way that these horses have taught me. But I think the most beautiful thing that I get to see with the animals, both the humans and the equines, is just the true self that emerges so quickly and how much relief people have. You know, it's like 5 to 10 minutes with the herd. And, you know, whether it's one person or a whole team, and whether it's a team that's, you know, new or one that's already got, you know, some issues, you know, some problems there, people want to find balance. You know, groups, you know, nature is designed for us to rebalance ourselves. That's how systems work, is they're seeking homeostasis. And I just love being able to see how quickly, when given the right circumstances and the right influences, how people and groups come into balance and how much relief there is. So that piece just has me in a state of awe most of the time that I'm working. And I just feel like a witness, and I get to be the person who's naming what's happening and putting words to it. And then my job is to hold people accountable to keep it going, because we have these old habits that we've been socialized in and lived our lives in.
Yeah. The book is out just this week. It's called The Human Herd, Awakening Our Natural Leadership. People can buy it where they buy books. Beth, do you have a website or somewhere where people can connect with you and find out more online? I think we lost Beth. The phone shows that we're connected, but I'm not hearing anything. Jump in, Beth, if you're here. But I think that we might have lost the call. Which is a shame, but interesting stuff. The website, Beth's website, is thecircleupexperience.com, thecircleupexperience.com. The book is called The Human Herd, and you can find it on Amazon. Beth Ann Standing, Beth A-N-S-T-A-N-D-I-G, Ann Standing. Beth, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.